we know we weren't at our best, probably nowhere near our best, certainly in that first half period, and we afforded a very good Fulham team too much space and time on the ball. And what probably the biggest thing in that first half period was we didn't keep the ball well enough, and gives them a lot of possession and they can use it very well.
I guess it could have been worse at half time had it not been for your goalkeeper, Chris, as well.
Yes, well, it was a busy afternoon for him. I think he's had to deal with a lot of crosses. I think he's been blocked on a few occasions. A little bit unfortunate, I think, on the first goal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, certainly it was a busy day, one that we would prefer not. But you know, you are going to get days when you're reliant on a keeper performing well.
We spoke to Sam Baldock and he said you weren't desperately happy at half time, Chris.
No, I think anybody watching us in that first half period, I don't think would have been. And sometimes, even though they didn't really have goal-scoring opportunities, but they had a lot of the ball. And I think these are the type of games that I think you're grateful for that half-time whistle going and gives you an opportunity to sort of stem the flow that they have. We were definitely better in that second half, but you're still amongst that, got to get your goals. And I thought two very good goals.
Let's talk about those goals. The first one from Sam Baldock. Look, terrific technique, Chris.
Well, not only terrific technique, it's much needed. And we all know, you know, particularly at home crowd, that's the goal that changes the game, because that changes the momentum. It lifts the crowd, it puts Fulham on the back foot a little bit. So, you know, apart from the fact it was technically a very good goal, it's one that we needed and one that allowed us to go on and win the game.
And you were saying, Chris, that you were sort of hanging around on the edge of the box there. Was that a tactic you put in place for Sam?
I think from his position, you know, he was in the right position, but no, I mean, any player can be in a right position, but they've got to strike it well enough. And, you know, I can think of in their possession, Fulham receiving a lot of ball at the edge of the box and having opportunities to strike, and we got blocks in, they didn't hit the target. So, you know, these are moments in the game that can change the game.
And Sam then provides, he's a scorer, then he becomes goal provider as well.
Yeah, I thought he was good, Sam, and a really good quality ball in, real pace. And although it's an excellent finish by Glenn, it's really the pace on the ball that helps it, because he hasn't got to put too much pace behind it himself. I think all he's got to make sure and do is hit the target, and a real good combination between the two of them.
And how important is that? And also, Chris, Glenn had a quick look along the line when he scored the goal. Did he think perhaps he was offside? Or?
Well, I think when somebody scores that, the first thing you do is you look at the linesman. We've seen it since. My opinion is it's not offside, but it is very tight. I suppose in our defence, if you look at the linesman, is that he is actually on the linesman's side. So the linesman gets a great view of it. But yes, I think when somebody finishes from that area, the first thing you do is, of course, you're looking over the linesman, see if it's offside.
Big bonus, Newcastle get beat today as well.
Yes, I think it's always a bonus, and probably one that we didn't expect. But, you know, I don't know why we shouldn't expect it, because this is the Championship. And whenever a team are going well, whoever, you know, whether you're the team's in form at the moment, ourselves, you know, Newcastle, your Villas, you know, Birmingham's, whatever, the Reddings, the teams that are in real good sort of form, if you don't perform well enough, you can lose a game. And this is a game today that we could have lost.
And just in terms of, say, we were talking about the Championship, it is so tight. But perhaps it makes it, you know, when you're winning games, when perhaps not playing at your best as well, Chris.
I think that's a sign of good momentum in the team, and real good togetherness in the team. And they're a team that's well drilled. We are going to come up against lots of different formations, and certainly in a Fulham that play very, very expansive, and in a day where you're not at your best and you don't play as well as what you know you can do, if you're getting results, I think that's a real good bonus for the team, and it shows great character in the team.
And apologies, Chris, it was a poorly phrased question by me, just a reaction there to Rowan Ince and the players wearing the black armbands. Yeah,
well, I think it's we've had, of course, two circumstances in recent weeks, of course, Anthony and Rowan, and I think it's just that together togetherness that the players had, that they feel that we're all in it together. You know, Rowan would be a quieter lad than Anthony, and one that's not had the involvement. But it doesn't make any difference to the players. They still see what Rowan's going through, and I'd very much congratulate. And it was them that instigated it, and I very much congratulate them on it.